Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
In Los Angeles, a body found inside a stone pillar outside of a grocery store on Saturday afternoon may be the remains of a car theft suspect who was fleeing from authorities earlier in the week.
Yeah, I heard about this. How did this happen?
Well, after a strong odor led to the grisly discovery, authorities said it's possible the body belongs to a man who ran into the store on Monday, fleeing from deputies after a traffic stop on suspicion of stealing a vehicle. The body was found inside a stone pillar located just outside of the Winco Foods grocery store. Police were called to the scene around 2:40 in the afternoon. Hours later, a manager at the grocery store began smelling a strong odor coming from the pillar. The manager called a plumber, thinking there was some sort of sewage problem there. When the plumber arrived and started to knock away the pillar's stone, a leg and tennis shoe were available. At that point, law enforcement officials were called to the scene. Upon investigating the finding, authorities linked it to an incident earlier this week. On Monday, a man was pulled over by deputies after he was suspected of driving a stolen vehicle. He ran into the grocery store, and then he went onto the rooftop as he fled from deputies. They were unable to get a hold of him at the time. The rooftop has access to the inside of the stone pillars.
There you go.
So they're hollow.
There you go.
And that's where the body was found. It's possible he fell or climbed. he fell or climbed into the pillar to hide from law enforcement. But with the recent heat wave and the density of the stone pillar, he may have then gotten trapped and unable to breathe.
What a way to die.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. It was a pretty horrible way to
Jeez.
Go. Video from the scene first showed responders removing the body from the inside of the pillar. Mm. And they are trying to identify the guy. A family in Colorado is in mourning after a visit from an unwanted house guest ended in bloodshed. Kayla Slaughter said that her roommate returned home Thursday night around 10:30 p.m. to find a mountain lion in the living room of the house they share. Slaughter said the mountain lion looked right at her roommate and licked its lips. The roommate took off and called police. The roommate said that the whole thing was terrifying. Slaughter believes that the mountain lion snuck in through a screen in an open window. Luckily, no humans were inside the home at the time, but their house cat Klondike was trapped inside. Slaughter said, I do have a picture of the mountain lion playing on the couch, and it looks like it's watching TV. Shortly after the roommate discovered the mountain lion had actually eaten Klondike.
Yeah.
It ate the family cat.
I figured that would happen.
When wildlife officers arrived, they had trouble getting the uninvited guest out of the house. They shot beanbags at the windows, attempting to drive the mountain lion out for hours. But eventually, several hours later, the mountain lion walked out. The front door, walked down the street, and back into the wild. Slaughter says the whole ordeal has taught her to be certain to close and lock all the doors and windows at night. And when leaving the house, something police say is a good advice for not only avoiding mountain lions, but also bears and burglars.
What part of Colorado does it say?
Boulder.
Boulder? Wow.
Is that where that was?
That's a populated area, man.
Yeah, okay.
Was this, where was the last story you had where they, remember that? You had the same thing?
That was in Canton, but that was the bears.
No, there was another story where, remember, they really sort of took their time in
the gal
finessing this.
Blinked her eyes.
Yeah.
Yes. But I don't remember where that was, Steve. Well, like their first smile, their first steps, and their first laugh, a child's first scam is something that a parent will cherish forever. But in most cases, a kid's first scam is entirely amateur. We're talking about stealing cookies from a jar, secretly staying up late to watch a scary movie, or hiding something they broke. But six-year-old Caitlin, she's a pro already. And it's almost intimidating. For her birthday, Caitlin was allowed to order a Barbie doll using her mother's Amazon account. Under supervision, she did just that. However, later, she asked her mom if she could return to the website to track her package. That's when Caitlin had discovered the joys of the add to cart button and the one-day delivery option.
Oh.
The next day, boxes upon boxes arrived outside of Caitlin's home in Utah.
Yes.
Caitlin's older cousin, Rhea, had said that her mom went with her on Amazon, went on her account, saw three pages of things she had ordered.
What was the dollar value, do they say?
On a shopping spree that would make any kindergartner green with envy, she purchased $350 worth of toys, video games, and board games.
Wow.
According to Rhea, Caitlin was not grounded, but all the toys except for the Barbie doll were returned to Amazon. Twitter users commented that Caitlin's mother wasn't alone in raising a fellow scammer, and they shared their stories as well of their kids ordering online.
Well, you know what? Also, you leave open the option of buy again. So if you track the order, you can just click buy again, and it'll, you know, replace it.
She got a bunch of stuff.
Oh, boy.
A bear wandered into a liquor store Monday, and the entire incident was captured on surveillance camera.
Yeah, I'm having a small party. Can you recommend a good dessert wine?
The bear can be seen wandering through the parking lot of Crazy Bruce's Discount Liquor.
Is Bruce here?
Before it made its way to the sidewalk, an employee said the automatic door operated by motion sensors opened for the bear, which walked inside the vestibule. But the animal only made it into the doorway. Two quick-thinking employees actually hooked the latches at the top of the second set of doors from inside the store to prevent the bear from making it all the way into the store.
We're looking at the video.
Yeah.
Now, you see the bear walk in and you're looking, okay, it's on all fours. That's a big bear, though.
Yeah. An unsuspecting customer actually walked right through the vestibule without noticing the bear as he was ushered inside by an employee.
How many people you think gave up drinking that day?
Yeah. One of those employees acted quickly in a situation where there is no standard procedure.
Hey, you got a bear out there.
The employee said instinct, I guess. That's what I'm thinking. The bear ran off, and fortunately, no one was hurt.
It's amazing.
Little incident, yeah.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Well, the stench of urine in the streets has long been one of the annoyances of life in Paris.
Yes.
But new urinals that expose users to public view have shocked many residents. I mean, they're just right out there in the open.
It's the weirdest looking thing.
The French often joke about being less prudish than Brits, but even permissive Parisians have taken exception to open urinals installed on pavements with nothing to screen users from passersby.
This boy.
One model installed at the ultra-chic Ile Saint-Louis, one of the city's most select quarters, has caused particular indignation. The island in the Seine, normally a haven of relatively calm in the heart of Paris, has become an unlikely hotbed of protest.
His boy.
Residents and shopkeepers have written to the mayor demanding the urinal's immediate removal and say they are about to launch a petition. The urinal is environmentally friendly, by the way, according to its manufacturer, the Faltazi Design Agency, because it stores urine in a bed of dry material, straw, which is then used as compost for the flowers. The straw reduces odor and eliminates the need for the urinal to be connected to the sewer. Four minimalist urinals installed in Paris in the past 6 months have drawn similar reactions from the public. A fifth is planned for next week. So you just pee right out in the open.
When they start moving on to leur dump, that's when it's going to get ugly.
Leur dump.
I don't mind the idea. I really don't. The design is a little weird. It looks like you're pissing into a mailbox garbage can. I think they need wings or partitions a little bit better.
Divider. A little bit more for privacy, as they say.
But they're going for it. Colorado Mesa University is issuing two diplomas for the price of one. The catch is the first one was signed by the chair of CMU's Board of Trustees. The embarrassing typo lingered in the bottom left corner of nearly 9,200 diplomas for 6 years until outgoing school newspaper editor Alec Williams caught it this month.
Wow.
Williams was looking at a photo of a past graduate's diploma online. At first, he said that he wasn't sure what he saw, if it was actually a mistake or just part of the classic Old English font that's used on diplomas. The university has already created a website to fulfill diploma requests with the goal of having each diploma reprinted and mailed out within 2 days. And apparently it says, it's signed by the chair of CMU's Board of Trustees instead
of board.
It's C-O-A-R-D. Huh. Of trustees.
And just below that, it's co-signed by Julie Jerkoff.
Which is interesting because on a quick glance,
it looks like board.
It might be I might take that as a calligraphic B.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They've already created a website to fulfill diploma requests with the goal of having each diploma reprinted and mailed out within 2 days. Each reissued diploma will cost the university about $5, so it could be a little bit expensive if everybody wants to get on board, but you don't have to.
Come on.
You don't want to. Exactly. A video showing a man taking a shower in a car wash has gone viral online.
Why not?
And by that, I mean it's like right at the front of the car wash where he's first going in. He's totally naked with his ass hanging out. Melo Harris posted the footage to Facebook on Saturday, which she filmed as she drove past the vehicle cleaning facility at a local gas station. The man can be seen bending forward over the hood of a car completely naked. Loud yells can be heard as his bare body is pelted by the large rotating brushes. Mrs. Harris can be heard saying, "Only in Rotorua, you're on crack. What an effing idiot." The video has been viewed more than 500,000 times and has been shared more than 5,000. Ms. Harris said that according to comments on the clip, the man may have been dared to take a shower in the car wash and was simply following orders.
You will remember, Case, we strapped you to the hood of a car.
Yes, we did.
Drove you through twice through a drive-thru. What was that like?
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was a soft brush, so okay, nothing good. Hurt or anything like that. But do you recall who was being interviewed in the studio at the time?
Who?
It was Pete Yorn.
Pete Yorn.
The musician.
Pete Yorn and you going through a car wash.
That's funny. A giant floating unicorn with rainbow-colored wings was not able to fly free of the weeds Saturday, leaving its four passengers stranded offshore in a Chicago County lake. It's a Shisago County lake, not Chicago.
Not Chicago.
Fortunately, the Shisago County Sheriff's Office had a squad car in the area. The deputies spotted the horn and the dilemma. The officer said, "We observed a bunch of women in a rainbow unicorn stuck in the weeds." The sheriff's office reported it in a Saturday evening tweet using emojis from the rainbow for the rainbow and unicorn. The tweet included a video of the not particularly dramatic rescue. Deputy Scotty Finnegan tosses a rope to the woman, barely able to contain her laughter. And they hold on as he pulled him into a dock. We have a giant unicorn float. They're all the rage right now. Yeah. So, but they
got not this big, right?
Yeah, it's about that big.
Holy crap! Yeah, it's huge.
Didn't they have that at the Kenan's 2 years ago?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty prevalent now. And then we'll do one more story and wrap it up. Let's end with this one. A four-year-old girl appears to take her dad's smartphone and throw it into the ocean because he's spending too much time on it. This is a video. Rapper Tamati was speaking on his phone on a yacht while daughter Elisa tried to get his attention. She then takes the phone out of his hand, turns around, and then throws it into the ocean before he can react.
Why, you precocious little bitch.
Some have described her as being a spoiled brat, while others have said that he should pay more attention to his daughter. A third group of people, though, believe that the video was staged, and it's not the daughter who's the attention seeker, but the Russian rapper.
It looks that way, doesn't it?
He jumped into the water to try to retrieve it, and the whole scene just happened to be caught on camera. Tamati has now shared the footage on Instagram, leading to a split opinion about what really happened there. Some viewers blame the little girl's parents for not bringing her up to be more respectful, and others think, of course, that the clip was staged.
What? Why did you throw my phone into the water?
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.